Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show. Hi.
I have a question about this. So you just turned it on, and I get this when we broadcast, too. Why does red mean go and green mean stop?
No.
Red is meant to signify to other people that it is recording.
Yeah, so it's like, hey,
it used to be like on outside the recording booth door of like, hey, things are happening. That's why it's
stop.
Red.
Don't that's why it means stop.
Stop your shenanigans.
Yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Where things are happening now.
Just like the tally lights on the cameras. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm always thrown because I'm looking around to see which one is on.
And you like see there's one that's green and one that's red, and you're like, wait, which one?
Right. It's taken me however long we've been broadcasting to figure out, look for the red one. So
why is DJ always looking at the wrong camera?
I'm looking this way,
it's over here. Switches.
Yeah. Well, so I guess he wants that camera switched to the other one.
Now he's looking at the other
one. There it goes.
Camera one?
Too
which
late.
One's that?
Yeah, right.
That's good.
First world problems. 21st century problems.
Yep. Yeah.
Do we need to let the fine folks that tune into that broadcast understand that there's a new release schedule? I was thinking about this earlier.
Yeah, I guess we could be like nice about it and tell them.
You know, if people are coming and like, where's my episode? And it's like...
They know who they are.
What?
Know that they will...
Is the last one.
They will come very on time. Mm-hmm. If you understand that the time that they come is every other week.
Yes.
Correct? So every... 2 weeks.
There will be a new episode. It's more because, one, I'm terrible at my job. Two, we don't... I can never remember to schedule that stuff. But also, it's so much harder for us to get in here to record. So then I always feel bad of like, hey, we don't have a new episode because we literally haven't been able to record a new one.
That's right. So, hey, look, we got to make sure that we can get the gang back together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get the band back
the
together.
The band.
Yeah. So... So just so you're wondering, if you're like, every week I come back for another episode and it's a long form that's over several episodes, it's going to be every other week. So just let that anticipation build until the next one drops.
Yep.
You will not regret it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
All right. So so that's done.
That's cleared up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sure if you go back to other episodes, you can fill your off weeks with, you know.
How many of these are there now?
Other episodes that we've done in the past?
What episode are we on?
Yeah.
I think this one will be
216 just dropped.
Oh.
I was going to say 218.
See,
was what I was
thinking.
Yeah, you could get multiple years of filling those off.
Go way back to the...
Because I think this one is going to drop right before Easter.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because I have them go through, I think, March.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You could go back to the time before time.
Ooh. You certainly could.
The time before me.
5 years. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's been officially 5 years.
Mm-hmm. March 11th.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh my.
We're 2 days past the anniversary.
Congratulations, guys.
That is crazy.
And to think I had doubts.
Yeah. Sarah's like, I'll do this. It's fine. It's not going to last.
Yeah, because Ryan was like, we should do a podcast. I'm like, well, what are you going to talk about?
Yep.
That'll be fun for 3 weeks.
Everybody said that. That's dumb.
And Ryan said, that's what I do best.
Yep. That was way back before we threw Zach out of here.
Oh, man. It seems like such a long time ago. The right reverend, Zach Mathis, ordained now, you know.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is a pastor.
Yeah.
With the collar and everything.
Yeah. Wow. I haven't been to his church.
I have not either.
I should go.
I've walked past it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. It's in your old stomping grounds, right? Mm-hmm. Is it big? Is it little? Is it average sized?
Is it a brick building with a steeple?
Is there a cross
but it
out
is brick.
Front?
It's on the building.
Does it have a bell? Does it ring at noon?
It does not.
Is there a church that rings in Mayville? The big times?
Part of me wants to say yes because I feel like something did, but I can't remember which church it was that did it.
When I was a kid growing up in Mayberry, this was back when parents would kick you out of the house, especially during the summer.
Couldn't be at home.
Get out, don't come back.
Yeah.
They'd lock the doors. If you were thirsty, there's the hose. But you knew when to go back because certain things would happen. Uh-huh. Like at supper time around 6 or so, the bells of all the churches that had bells would start ringing.
Mm-hmm. And the dinner bell.
Time to go home.
Yeah.
So, and noon and so on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, because if I remember right, he's the one that's diagonal from the one I grew up going to.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
Walk past it.
There's my two Lutheran churches like, there, right?
In Mayville? Yeah. There are three right within like two blocks of each other.
How many people live in Mayville?
This is North Dakota.
Apparently,
you know,
enough for three Lutheran churches.
It's kind of like Starbucks in North Dakota. Everyone has their own Lutheran church on every corner in every town.
5,000?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes
not
sense.
Not even, I don't think. I think it's 1,000.
Google machine.
1,000. See, Wyshick's got like 800 or 900, and there's one Lutheran
Watch
church.
Watch me be there. Very wrong. Watch it be
1,800
like,
people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and there's that many churches.
There's
Lutheran churches.
Mayville is
within
big enough.
Mayport, like Mayville, Portland, there's, I think, five.
Yeah. Mayville is big enough that it's like
and only
planet.
One is in Portland, so.
It has an orbit, so it has suburbs.
Okay. Plus, there's an influx of college Portland. Students.
I was
going to
say, the town literally doubles when.
Yes, when school is on session.
I was like, how many of those
1,100, though, are
our students.
Our students, so. Mm. Pops up.
Yeah,
to
literally, there's Mayville Lutheran. And diagonal across Maine is, which one?
I hope it's Lutheran Church of Mayville.
Nope. And then down the block on the same street, but down the block, like north, is another Lutheran church.
Mm.
You know, I drove by a Lutheran church just
and
yesterday.
Then there's the evangelical free.
And I sent a Snapchat of it to Ryan, thinking I would get a laugh out of him. And
is
I
the
didn't
same
even,
one you sent to
yep.
me?
Okay.
Which one?
What, Grace what Free?
It? Grace Free Lutheran.
Oh.
And it just made me think of. Speaking of other old friends of the podcast, Pastor Paul Cross, and the importance of
I just had lunch with him
through
today.
The names.
Of course you did.
Yes.
Paul, he's good times.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to figure out what he's going to do with himself.
Oh, we'll give him a job
like,
if he wants
like retire?
One.
Yeah. What's actually wrong retire? With that being what you do with yourself?
There's only so many Star Trek episodes, I think.
That's right.
I
think
just
you got
start
through
them
those
again.
Pretty quick. Yeah, it's kind of like that podcast. Just start over at the beginning.
Start all over. Leonard Nimoy.
That's right.
Huh.
Didn't he die, speaking of people that died?
Well, if he was alive, he'd probably be 115 by now.
Yeah.
Really?
Leonard Nimoy?
Billy Shatner is still going strong, though. He just went into space.
Let me see how old.
Like 100 years old.
Let's see what year Leonard Nimoy was. If anybody out there knows, by the time you call in, we'll be done recording
these podcasts just yelling like I do with Wheel of Fortune sometimes.
Just being like, I know the answer.
It's this.
No, I guess he wouldn't be that old.
I was going to say, I don't think
he'd be.
He died in 2015.
He'd be 93.
See? That's not that old.
I was within 20 years.
That's kind of a lot when you're talking about.
23.
What? Quarter century? That's not much.
Time is an illusion.
You know what?
Speaking
of podcasting, the reason I'm being interrupted here, and he's going to find out about this, is I keep getting texts from Todd Evenson, the Todd of God.
The Todd of
he's
God.
He's interrupting our recordings.
The T.O.G.
He's probably asking where his episodes are.
Well, do you want them or not? Stop interrupting our episodes.
He's just. Did you let him know that back to say
no,
we're podcasting right now? Would you like to be on that podcast?
I'll let him know. Todd, quit texting me. Okay, Todd, he's gonna read this now, and then he'll read it in what 2 weeks from now?
Yes,
Todd,
right before Easter.
Yeah.
Stop texting me. We're recording. The podcast.
It's nice to know all dads text the same of needing to say them out loud as they do it.
But it's
we're recording the podcast. You'll no doubt wonder.
It's the wrong no. No, it's not. Never mind. Sorry.
Really? About soon.
Don't you just love over-the-shoulder texters?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's wrong.
You spelled that wrong. No, I didn't.
I didn't catch the doubt, so I thought you were just going to say no, like you'll know. And I was like, you should know better.
You may have confused him. You said the podcast when we're it's
oh,
that podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah. With
mess everything up. With the headphones.
The podcasts.
And the at symbol.
And the thingamajiggies around
what
it.
Are those called?
What?
They're not brackets.
Mm-mm. It's a math thing, I think. Sarah S., will you tell us what those things are called?
Dr.
Another
S.
One of Dr. S. Please help.
Dr. S.
I have no idea.
The thing is around the name.
They're like parentheses, but fancy.
Yeah, brackets.
It looks more aesthetically pleasing.
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Just gibberish all over the place. Yeah. I have some serious things to talk about, but before we do that, I want us to have a little bit of a conversation about what is going on at Atonement in this season right now.
It's soup season.
It's the season of L-E-N-T, everyone's favorite.
Lent.
Yes. And we've started the Lenten dramas.
Yep.
They're braces.
And I was again, just wondering just today, like, what is it about Lent at Atonement? For if you've never been to Atonement, you might think that this congregation is fairly modern in the way that it does things.
We're hip.
But man, we go all out.
Not when you say that, we're not.
What did you say?
We're happening.
Cool.
All right. I'm getting nowhere fast today.
What'd you expect?
This congregation gets very traditional around Lent.
Yeah?
It's like, mm-hmm. if there's a tradition at Atonement, it's Lent.
Could you imagine if next year you came out and said, you know what, we're not doing dramas this year for Lent?
Oh, they'd run me out on a... Yeah. They'd run me out of here.
Yep. Quick way to get your tires slashed.
Torches and pitchforks. That's right.
Yep. Yeah, it's just a matter of how much you want your job.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so speaking of Lent.
So that's how I get out of here. For canceling Lent.
No more Lent. Too much work. We're not going to do it, guys.
Speaking of Lent and dramas, remember way back when we did a full movie in 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
That's crazy.
Remember when you had a running broadcast? Every week of you were a news reporter on the scene.
Yeah. Yep.
That was a whole like
foreshadowing,
like a whole web series in itself.
That's just true.
Yeah. Episodes week in and week out.
Yep.
That was a full movie that was recorded. Uh-huh. It was like over 2.5 hours worth of footage.
Yep.
Man.
Yep. Like 6 weeks.
That was like a Peter Jackson movie kind of movie, like a Lord of the Rings type thing.
It was.
Well, let's not go too far.
And the special effects. Very nice.
Right up there.
Lord
of the Rings.
One of the best movies.
Kevin Smith's got nothing on us when it comes to production value.
You know, we're just four little letters away from that EGOT.
Remember John Mellon riding on the donkey?
Yes.
Because we put the green sheet over the top of the stools?
I don't think I've seen this.
I don't even know. I know what they're talking about.
You got to go check out Atonement's YouTube page. It's all there.
Do we have the blanket back here? Where's the green?
The big giant green sheet?
Yeah, the green sheet. We put that over two stools and then had John Mellon go on one, and it looked like he was riding a donkey.
Right.
Huh. When was this?
I don't know. It was either 2020 or 21.
I'm sorry. I'm way off.
Must have been 21.
It was
what?
2021 or 2022.
Oh.
Because we did videos for 2 years.
No, he said 12.
Yeah, I was way off. I'm like,
okay,
no,
I was like, somebody said,
because did we?
I was here then.
We did.
Yeah. You probably edited it.
No. Did Live Lent 2020.
That would have been like
because
the
COVID hit just after that.
We finished it online.
It was early and it was in February. And then we had to shut it down. That's right.
We finished it online.
That was such a beautiful Easter look for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good look. So many flowers. I spent a lot of time designing that.
So we finished that one online, and then the next 2 years we did movies.
Mm. We did.
Yep.
Yeah, not rather than a live drama. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Green screen.
Any of this?
That's when you were cutting your teeth here, wasn't it?
I literally started, Brandon. And then like 2 weeks later, you guys were like, "So we do this in Cold Lent. Have fun, kid.
Good luck to you."
Did you grow up with Lent? Was that a thing?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me neither. Like really? Ash Wednesday was not a thing. Mm-mm. Lent was not a thing. I didn't
even just the other days of like Holy Week. I was like, "What do you mean? There's a week." What does that mean?
I didn't get ashed until I was ordained.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
So when did you guys do like your first communion then, growing up?
Fourth grade.
Well, yeah, but like what time of year? Just because that's always on Maundy Thursday.
I was in fourth grade. I don't recall.
I don't think I ever actually did one.
Oh.
We just
got a text back from Todd.
I think we had Maundy Thursday, and I think we had Good Friday. We just didn't have Ash Wednesday. And there wasn't something different with Maundy Thursday. It was like your first communion was on Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't in the evening.
Todd wants to know if you can fight it in your heart to put the podcast on Spotify this week.
I'm working on it.
If you would like the podcast sped up, you can make all donations either directly to Atonement or personally to Dana's Venmo.
Right. I'll give you that Venmo, man. I'm working on, okay, there's something wrong with the server. It's not just me. It's Mark, too. So if I'm going under this bus, someone's coming with me.
I'm taking y'all down.
That's funny. So I don't remember the first time I got ashed.
Did the church you grew up, did you grow up in church, I should say, first?
Yeah. Yep. St. Luke Lutheran Church in Wishick.
In Wishick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. But you don't remember if they did the ashing?
I don't remember. I do not remember.
Yeah. This is back in the 80s. Like, this was like, I don't remember any of this stuff prior to my church, my little Norwegian church becoming part of like the bigger Lutheran American church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think we did any of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember. Don't remember that at all.
I remember we would have worship every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And like once a month or once every 2 months, we'd have communion service. And it would be like 2 hours long. Because the regular service was an hour, but when we'd have communion, it was like all out. It was, and it was long. And communion would, everyone would go up and you'd kneel at the altar.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And the pastor and the server would go by and everyone would get the bread and the wine.
Yep.
And then they'd give a blessing to each, like groups of people.
Yep.
And they'd get up.
And it would take forever. Yes.
And so every service would, that's why it was, we only did it like once a month or once every 3 months, because it would be like 2 hours. You were like,
we can't spend this much time doing this often.
Never during football season.
No. People got places to be.
But that's how it was done. Hmm. Then I became ordained, and all this stuff was new to me, learning kind of these traditional things that are very traditional. Mm-hmm. I mean, they go back to the beginning of the church, but just wasn't practiced in the Norwegian Lutheran church in middle of North Dakota in the 80s. So,
Yeah, I don't remember, but we did the, in Wishick, they do the same thing for communion, go up, kneel down, and then
put on the line.
Like, then you watch, wait.
Right.
Okay, it's time.
Right.
Get up and go.
Yep.
I remember the first time we went to a church that did that. Like, I don't remember why we were there, but like the church I grew up going to, that's not what they did. Mm-hmm. It was and everybody just down the line, like we do it here.
Yep.
And I was like, what are these benches for, Mom? Like, I was probably third grade.
Yeah.
And like just very confused and like did not want to do it, did not want to get up there. Like,
right.
Because like, not that I took it, but I still had to, like, I was like, no, I'm staying here. I'm going to stay right here. You can come back for me. Yeah. And my mom was like, no, you have to come back. Like, come on. I'm like, no.
Everyone's going to be looking then, at me.
This is how I knew.
Just sit there and I'm like, okay, can I go now? Yep. Like,
this is how I knew I grew up in a very traditional Lutheran church, is we had the kneel for communion. And I want to say I was like in middle school when, you know, the contemporary service that I went to switched to having, you know, one Sunday a month, we'd do the kneeling. One Sunday a month, we'd do the dipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the 8:15, like, older crowd always kept with kneeling because they tried to do it once, and I think there was legitimate outcry of, like,
well, and think about this, though. Who's the worst at kneeling?
The old people.
Yeah, but they love, I still, though, I think about it sometimes of, like, you know, I miss, like, getting
the kneel?
Yeah, getting to go up, kneeling.
But that's my thing that I think about it with kneeling. I'm like, but the old people, some of them can't be kneeling like that. Like,
let's see, when is communion again? This coming Sunday? What's the date?
Yes, it's the third Sunday.
So this week, I'm going to walk right by you and I'm going to kneel on the steps.
Go for it. When I was bringing in certain transitions, depending on what church I was at, I would always leave that as an option to say, we're gonna be taking communion at stations. Mm-hmm. But if your piety so moves you, you're welcome to come forward and kneel and pray at the rail.
Yeah.
And we will commune you at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always have like one or two like old school people that were just like, they'd walk right by me.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, all right. But what I also found is that after a year or two of doing stations, most of the people who had bad knees preferred just doing stations. Come up, get communion, go sit down rather than the kneeling part and having to get back up. Because usually if everyone kneeled, someone had to help them
get back up.
Yeah.
Get back up.
Okay, so when is this episode coming out again?
I think
Easter.
Yeah, it's in April.
Okay. Before Easter or after? Okay, before Easter.
Has to be before Easter.
No spoilers on the dramas, Ryan.
No.
I want to know how it ends.
Is the baby coming back?
Don't tell us anything.
I want to know how it
ends. Does Jesus rise at the end? Huh? Does Jesus rise on the third day?
You know what? If you don't know, I'm not telling.
I just want to know, does the baby come back?
I don't think so.
No more baby?
That was funny.
Live baby?
You can go back and watch this. The first, on Ash Wednesday, we had Andre and Melissa's little one up there.
And
Liam. And Liam played baby John the Baptist.
Yes.
And I was holding him, doing my thing.
I don't think in the Bible they called him baby John the Baptist. I think it was just John.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got Baptist later on.
But Liam didn't play adult John the Baptist.
Right.
But you know, if you get the Talladega Nights translation of the Bible, it is baby John the Baptist.
Zechariah called him JB.
Yeah.
JB. I tell you what. So I was doing my lines holding Liam.
And it's also just you and the baby up there, right?
Yep. And it was right away, he's like, why'd he give me to you?
Right. Well, you're looking at his dad going, where are you going?
Why?
Who are you? He's like, who are you? Why am I up here? I don't want to be up here. One more line and we'd have had problems, I think.
You can literally see it where he's just like looking at Ryan like, wow, okay, hi, how are you?
No, that and was more, what am I doing here?
Like, what is this situation?
And then he like looks around and you can just see him looking at everything and all of a sudden he looks back at Ryan and it's just like intently staring at Ryan.
And that was when the bottom lip started quivering.
Just waiting for the fist to come up.
Yeah, you go back and watch that, the Ash Wednesday episode.
That's going to be good.
Yep.
Holy cow.
I gotta watch this.
That's really funny.
I thought it was going to be the doll because I had seen the doll.
Yeah.
Yep. It was going to be the doll was up there just in case Liam made a pre-trip. No, I'm not going up there.
Right.
So, but hey, it worked out well. Like they got some chill kids.
Yeah.
And that you're going to have that for perpetuity when Liam is 18, 19, 20. It's like, remember
Someone's
when you were in the
pull
drama?
That out. Yep. Just be like, look, that's you.
Look at you. Now watch your facial expressions. This is when you're terrified of Ryan talking.
Yeah, watch Ryan speed up his dialogue.
You do start talking faster.
You did. I didn't realize any of this until after you told me. You're like, this is what happened. I'm like, oh, I had no idea.
Yep. Yeah, it was a close call. Great.
No, because I was in the back, so one of the kids had tried to get one of the remote. It was your kid, actually. Tried to get one of the remote cans to, like, zoom in on him just to see his face, but it was, like, when he was looking around.
Yep.
That's great.
Well, the whole thing with Lent at Atonement is that it is packed. There's so many people here. There was a record broken just this last Wednesday, and as we're recording this, this is the day after the second Wednesday in Lent, okay? So Ash Wednesday, and then I guess the first Wednesday after Ash Wednesday. And the youth, including, you know, our youth leaders, Gage and Drew, are getting all the soups ready, and they serve them at noon and at supper time. Mm-hmm. They broke a record this last time.
Yep.
There was more soup served.
Drew told me.
Oh.
There was more soup served and more money raised for youth mission trips.
Awesome.
Yep.
Just this last Wednesday. And as I'm looking around, I'm like, you know, there's always a good attendance at the church and online. There's a good attendance online. Mm-hmm. But at Lent, everybody comes.
Yep.
Especially in the evening.
Yep.
Because we do something different in the morning. But it's just like, I guess I'm just kind of awed by it and a little like, how do you translate this to every Wednesday? Because we've done meals before on Wednesday on our usual regular Wednesday programming, and not a lot of people came to the meals. And we have a lot of youth activities and other activities that go on Wednesday. It's very busy here on Wednesday.
Yep.
But if we were to have like a worship service year round on Wednesday, I just don't think it would be like...
Like it Lent. Is for
like
Lent.
This place loves Lent.
Yeah.
Is it the dramas? Is that what it is? Because I know they go back to like the 80s.
It's probably the season. It's probably a little bit of everything. The season, the dramas, the fellowship, all that stuff.
It's the atonement piety, which is just very interesting.
Yeah. I think it's, something about the tradition of this is what you do during Lent. Yeah.
This is what you do.
And I would say, too, that probably knowing that the money raised is going to mission trips helps too. It's probably all of it together.
Well, and even I think sometimes the simple breakdown of like you have all those kids and that are usually here Wednesday night for kids club or yep. confirmation or
yep. Yep.
Elevate group. And now they're coming with mom mm-hmm. or dad or grandma, yep. grandpa, or, you know, yeah. at least one to two adults yeah. in their life. So
right.
you're just filling the space up even more rather than just the parking lot to drop them off, pick right. them up.
It's one of those things that I just wonder about as a strategy. Like, what if we went to a Wednesday service year round? Would it have the same impact mm-hmm. or would we dilute what happens?
I think we'd dilute what happens.
Yeah. I think we would too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a blessing when it's here.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. It's kind of like someone said something to me about, you know, make sure you stay healthy. And it's like, oh yeah, no, this is the playoffs. We're getting ready for the Super Bowl. Yeah. So
yep.
the next 6 weeks, this is.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either here at Atonement, 4601 South University Drive in Fargo, or online at atonement.live or atonementfargo.org. We also have a YouTube channel where you can find our services live or a wide variety of resources. Again, that's YouTube, atonement.live, or atonementfargo.org. So for all of us here at Atonement, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another riveting episode of That Podcast.